You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
Hey, Brownie Bo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I just got to put this out there on the podcast.
Sure.
Based on what just happened. I went pee. Or I peed. I went pee. Sounds funny. Anyways. I peed and then... It was just a quick little pee, and then I didn't wash my hands because it's like it's our bathroom.
Yeah, but this bathroom, a lot of people use. Like, it's not my. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, you flushed the toilet. You touched the toilet itself.
I don't think
lifting the lid and this bathroom people use, and we have company over.
Still, I think it's okay.
No, I don't.
I think to pee. You don't need to wash your hands if you don't want to.
Touching
a poop always, because now there are poop particles in the air.
Touching a toilet seat, touching the lever to flush the toilet when it's not your own bathroom, and you are
if you're in public, different story.
Wait, no, and people use this one. It's the guest bathroom in our house. I don't know.
So what do you think about the what if it was my bathroom in my room?
About that? I know you don't, but if you flush the toilet, which hand do you click the clicker on?
I don't know.
There you go. So then if you touch that toilet, you got to do it.
I just think it's not that big of a deal. Poop always. Nope. Pee, I don't think you need to.
I disagree with you.
I'm just putting that out there for the world.
I disagree with you. And especially these two bathrooms downstairs, people use them.
People don't use this one as much as that.
Yeah, they do.
This one's like hard to get to. You have to.
Still, mom uses this one. I don't know why she's going to go upstairs. I would go upstairs in my own fucking bed.
I always literally want to fly
the stairs. I don't use it very rarely. I'll take a quick leak.
Whatever. I'll go pee here, but I won't poop here.
I never pooped here, ever.
Oh, I have, but I
no. Won't. I will only pee here.
By the way, the toilet seat of this one is good. It's like molded to a butt. You know, sometimes some toilet seats are flat, and you sit on it; it's just flat. This one's like molded. It's like
it's a good one. Yeah,
yeah.
We're gonna be getting rid of that toilet soon.
Why?
We're gonna be renovating.
Oh, but that's not for a while.
Right, but soon.
At least a year.
I think within the year.
I doubt it. Within 2024. I doubt it.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Mom's putting.
What do you need to renovate? The house is nice.
I don't know. I have to bring it up to the next
like
level.
Mom said you wanted to knock down all the walls on the first floor and make it all open. Why?
Because
not comfortable.
No, it'll
room.
Be nice. The way they built. No, it's you'll see. Don't worry. It'll be good.
Okay.
I want to make all the outside where all the walls open up. You know, like when we were at Dan's house the other day.
Sure. That's nice.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
New tile, new driveways, new front door, new you know, whole new walkways, new bathrooms.
Okay.
It just needs to be updated.
Whatever you want. It's your house.
We'll see. We'll see the mood I'm in.
Okay.
So what's happening?
Nothing.
We're going to go through this again?
No, I mean, it's like when you say what's happening, it's like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's hard to just jump into it.
No, I like to just get right. You know me. I'm straight to the point.
Okay.
Hey, that bridge thing?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that so sad?
Crazy.
Do we know what? Explain what's going on to people. This was in Maryland?
In Baltimore, yeah.
I've driven over that bridge.
I haven't, I don't think.
But explain what's going on.
Well, it was a cargo ship, like...
Huge.
Yeah, a massive cargo ship just sailed right into the supporting
column.
It
shot
and then the entire bridge, a long bridge, just all collapsed with cars on it. Luckily, it was at like 1 a.m, so it wasn't as many cars as it could have been. But like all the people in the cars died right away. They just fell into the ocean.
What the fuck?
Scary.
And they have a video of it.
There's a video of it. They say that the ship lost power and so they couldn't steer it. So it was like it was just on a course for that. That seems like implausible to me.
Look it up. See if they have anything new. Because I know we looked up yesterday, but there's not much to it.
Baltimore Bridge. Cranes removing wreckage now. Crews are working to lift it. Because now the whole like bay of Baltimore is blocked because the bridge. So nothing can get
in
or
out. It's a problem,
So there was a lot of cargo in the bay that's like stuck there. They can't get out.
Yeah, that's the least of the concerns.
Yeah, but that still is like, remember when the Suez Canal, when the ship got wedged in there and there was like, you know, if you ordered a phone and it's like on the other side
of the
canal.
I get it, but that to me is the least of the concerns.
No, of course, but wait, what do you want to look up?
I wonder what the cause was. It just is so bizarre.
Well, the cause, what they're saying is that it, okay, let's see.
It's so, you watched the video. It is sad, isn't it?
The incident, which was which has wreaked havoc at one of the country's busiest ports and sparked fears about supply chain disruption, has raised questions about the ship involved. Known as the Dali, the nearly 1,000-foot-long vessel was heading out of Baltimore Harbor, bound for Sri Lanka, when it hit a support pylon at 1:30 in the morning. It was traveling about 9 miles an hour before the collision.
I don't know yet. Probably, right?
Well, no, they've said it lost power. The ship suffered sufficient damages. The accident, which is not caused any injuries, occurred during good weather and was caused by the mistake of the master and pilot on board. Separately, an inspection of the Dali in Chile last year found propulsion and auxiliary machinery deficiencies. Oh, God, there's going to be so many lawsuits on this.
Yeah, let me see that photo. Wow. Sad, right?
It's crazy that we still ship things on ships. Like, we put a bunch of shit.
A lot of shit. Look at that. That looks negligible, just the way they keep stacking it. Like, that's what one more, Bob. One more, Bob.
Yeah, you just stack these crates on it. And your thing is just, your like robe that you order on Amazon just ships over from China in a crate on a ship.
And you buy it for like $10. How's that even possible?
It's crazy. The company that bought it from China bought it for like 10 cents. And then they're selling it to you for like $10. And it includes all the shipping costs and shit.
It's crazy. The volume must be so
much. And the logistics of it.
How do you even implement it?
Oh my God. And then there are pirates that are trying to steal it. Like
they on the water?
Oh my God. This year we've had crazy piracy. They weren't Somali this time. They were, They were like Middle Eastern.
Have you seen Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
Was it good? I have not seen it.
Oh my God, Dad, that's a phenomenal movie.
Is that like this?
Well, it's one of these ships that gets attacked by pirates. It's not a bridge class.
So you think I should watch that?
Oh, it's an amazing movie. You should watch it tonight. It's really good.
I will watch it tonight.
That's
what we're doing after dinner.
I'd recommend it.
Like, Done. Yeah. Say no more.
It's a good movie.
All right, good.
How are you? So that was like a big cultural thing.
I did not see it. I'm just letting you know.
It's crazy that these ships happen and the logistics of it can even happen. Like, how can you coordinate?
But this is inexcusable, though. This bridge thing. It's inexcusable. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
It looks like it's paper.
What, the bridge?
Yeah, it fucking destroyed it. Oh, my
God. Also, it's scary, too, because bridges, like, the engineering of them, there's just, like, pressure points, you know? So you can just, like, they've just touched the bridge in one point, but the entire bridge collapsed. Because once you lose the physics, it's all fucked.
True, but shouldn't it stand between each column?
It can't. That's not how bridges work. It's just... You need to distribute the weight across it. So if you lose weight in one little piece, every piece gets disrupted and they all fall.
Isn't it amazing the engineering behind it?
Yeah. It's crazy that they built these things, like the Golden Gate Bridge, which you go there and you're like, this is huge, right? You look at it and you're like, this is insane. That was built in like the 20s.
It's amazing.
It's crazy that they built that
shit. And hasn't even rust out and still stay like my fucking...
Well, they constantly are coating it.
I know, but yeah, but still.
It probably gets painted and treated at least once a year.
Yeah, that's what Jeff's business does.
Yeah. When I was in Paris, the Eiffel Tower, you look at it and you're like, wow, this is really cool. And then you're like, wait, this was built in 1880? This was built before there were some states that were states?
You know, it's pretty cool.
Like, that's insane.
His Statue of Liberty is very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
When was that? That was probably 20s?
I don't know. But that was from the French, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a gift from them. And then they gifted them back. There was a Statue of Liberty, the exact same, in Paris on the river. And it was a gift from America back to France as like an acknowledgement. I didn't know that. I saw it when I was there.
Yeah. Was it big?
No, it's like a half size of the statue. It's not small, but it's not the Statue of Liberty size.
Is it bronze?
It looks exactly the same as the Statue of Liberty.
Is it bronze? What's it made out of?
Copper. That's why it's green, because it oxidizes.
The whole thing's copper?
Yeah. So when the Statue of Liberty was originally delivered, it looked like a penny. It was that color. It was a copper color. Now it's green, but the green's iconic.
Yeah, I get it. This is sad, this whole thing.
But then like the statue, not Statue of Liberty, the Eiffel Tower has been standing. It was the tallest structure in the world when it was built. They'd never even built structures out of metal.
It's a big erector set.
Yeah, but how would they have...
Do you know what an erector set is?
Yeah, and they built it in like 2 years. It was supposed to be temporary. They built it for the World's Fair in Paris. It was supposed to only stand for like 10 years. And they built it, and it's been up for more than... It's been up for 130 years. 140 years.
Hmm.
And it hasn't even, I watched a YouTube video on it. They're like, it hasn't even shifted. They're like, it is so sturdy. Or think about the Empire State Building. That was built in like a couple years.
Okay, well, think about the fucking Great Wall of China.
Yeah, well, that's crazy too.
Okay, and then think about...
Think about the pyramids.
The pyramids. Think about fucking the Wailing Wall. I mean...
Yeah, well, that's crazy that that's still standing for sure.
And how deep it goes below the earth.
Yeah.
Like the size of those... did you do the underground tour?
Yes.
Okay. The size of those...
They're the size of the entire wall.
No, some of the bigger.
Stones. Yeah.
No. These foundation bricks, whatever you call them, it's bigger than a cargo crate.
Yeah.
How'd they move them?
How'd they get it there?
How'd they move them and cut them? How'd they move
How'd
them?
They lift one on top of the other?
Right. How do you do that?
Fuck? How do you even get it from A to B, let alone? Right. But then how do you get block B on top of block
without
A?
Without cranes.
They must have had cranes. They had
There's
that shit.
There's no way.
Why is there no way? You don't know. Scientists don't even know. Like the pyramids, they don't.
Aliens. They don't
know how the fuck they built them at all. There's not even a good theory. You know how like there are certain things that we're like, we don't know, but everyone agrees that this is the best theory. Or like, we don't really know how the dinosaurs went extinct, but the best theory that is accepted is a meteor hit. No one has a theory for the pyramids. They're like, we have no fucking idea how these things were built. And the craziest thing is they're so old. Like,
and huge.
When you think of the wall, the Kotel in Jerusalem, when you think of how old that is to you, the pyramids were older to those people who built that wall than that wall is to us. Cleopatra. So
are those the oldest buildings
that we have in existence? I think so, yeah. And they're huge. And they're so perfectly built.
I would like to see it, but I know it's dangerous now and dirty, right?
It's a shame because I would love to go to Egypt.
Yeah, that's something I would like to see.
Egypt you can't really go to right now, especially as a Jew. It's just not great to go. And it's just like...
And what about all the tunnels and catacombs in there? Right? It's not just...
No, there's pathways and right. There's rooms and there's...
And there's also like trap shit too, right?
Probably, yeah. And then there's just like the pyramids at Giza, that's just three of them. There are tons of temples and shrines and all that stuff throughout Egypt in the middle of the desert that are like, how the fuck did they build this here?
There's nothing else.
No. I mean, things have changed. Apparently, back when the pyramids were built, when Egypt was a civilization, it was all lush and fertile. It was like jungle, grass, water, everything in Egypt. It's changed. It's now a desert. But it apparently didn't used to be because they find like... What they find like whale bones in the middle of the desert. So they're like, obviously this used to be an ocean.
But so it's such a long time ago. And then how does it go from being an ocean to not being an ocean?
Yeah, over time.
But so much time.
Yeah.
How long has Earth been?
Well, Earth has been around, they say, for like 13.7 billion years.
How do they even know that?
They can calculate like the distance of the stars, things like that. And you can track like, okay, within the last 10 years, this star moved this much. So if the entire universe was at one point event originally, it's that far away. Okay, 13. You know, they have ways of doing it. And I don't know if it's completely accurate.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
But like they're really...
Like the Grand Canyon.
It was made by little water. Yeah.
Just water running
it's
through
insane.
It. And you see the layers.
Yeah.
Right? You see the layers. Mm-hmm. And it is the most... It's such a magnificent... Vast, huge thing to the human eye.
It's huge.
Huge.
When you, if you've never been to the Grand Canyon, you think about how big it is, and then it dwarfs what you're thinking.
It's the biggest canyon ever.
Yeah, the grandest.
And canyon. Goes long. It's a long.
It's huge. Canyon. Yeah, yeah.
And that's all from water.
Apparently.
How?
Erosion. It's crazy. Our brains can't comprehend things on that time scale, but they're starting to. So, like the pyramids. Right, so like Cleopatra, when you think of Cleopatra, you think of her as like ancient Egyptian, right? She looked at the pyramids. She looked at the pyramids and it was how long, but how we look at Cleopatra, how long ago she lived, she looked at the pyramids and that's how long it was. Like Cleopatra lived halfway in our timeline between us and the pyramids. That's how old they are. She looked at them and was like, these are ancient. I don't know what these are. And we think of Cleopatra as ancient. Like it's so...
It would be cool to study the pyramids. It would be cool.
Yeah.
Just to learn about it.
And they're perfectly cut. The stones are from thousands of miles away.
How do they get in?
They're
top?
All the pyramids are perfectly aligned with celestial bodies, right? Like they perfectly align with the North Star and Jupiter and all this shit. Like that, which means it's not coincidence. If it's perfectly aligned.
People think it's aliens.
So there's the theory that it's aliens, but then there's the bigger theory, which has a lot of support, and like they're starting to find more and more stuff about this, is that like there used to be, this is the theory, there used to be an advanced civilization more advanced than we are now. They had technology, they had huge cities, they had advancements, and they got wiped out. And then for thousands of years, there was nothing. We're like, think about if we, right? Like, we have a lot of knowledge. So, because the counterpoint is people will say, like, yeah, but where are all their books and where's all their stuff? Where's all their information?
Anything.
Well, what do you mean anything? We have the pyramids. Also, remember, things change over years, right? Like, things get buried. You said, wow, the wall in Jerusalem goes so deep. Originally, that was the floor of Jerusalem, but cities get built upon each other. Like, they find, no, that's what happens. People build, like, things get buried over generations and generations, and people just build on top of that. Paris has an entire city underneath it. Or no, not Paris, London. The original city of London is built under the current city of London. There are tours where you can go down into the sewers, and I'll show you pictures. You see the original buildings, and people just have built on top of them.
How? How can you build on top of it? Structurally, how can you do that?
They do it. That's what cities have always done.
I don't understand. I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Underground London City. I think it's London. City tour. No, every time I'm looking up the underground city in Europe built on top of city. I've seen these pictures before. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find them. I don't know. But wait, what were we talking about before I said
I
that?
I know in Italy, there was certain, like we saw that they like made a mall and it was like on top of another area or whatever, but I don't, how would it structurally withstand if there was a hollow city below?
Well, it wasn't always hollow. It's things have been excavated since, right? Like if you had the Grand Canyon, you filled it all in with dirt and then built on top of it, it's not hollow underneath. But if you eventually dig out all the dirt, you'd be like, wow, look at this Grand Canyon. It's like that. Things have been filled in.
I don't think all cities.
And they'll find in like, ancient Greece, they'll find this level 3 feet down. We're finding all these style plates, you know, that we date to the year 300. Then if you go 5 feet down, we're finding all these style plates that date to the year 5000. If you go, like, they literally find there are layers of civilization in the dirt. Things get buried. So they.
Are you talking about like a building gets destroyed and becomes part of the earth? Or are you talking about the building just stand there and somehow earth fills it in?
Both.
30 feet and now you have a new...
Both. Were there currently... So there were all these speculations and all these theories in like the 1800s that there were vast civilizations in the Amazon rainforest. Or like the City of Gold or El Dorado, right? Like you've heard these myths.
Like the movie The Mummy. They find...
Yeah, but that's in Egypt.
I'm just making it now.
But like there were theories of explorers being like, we've heard stories and tales of great civilizations in the Amazon. But now when you go to the Amazon, it's complete jungle and it's just little tribes here and there. They've started using LIDAR, which is...
A light, like a sonar thing, right? Yeah, yeah.
And they're discovering under... So if you go and look at the Amazon, it's all hilly, right? Like it's jungle,
right,
it's hills.
You can't see it visibly through the lush forest and you can't trek it. So they're using that sonar to see.
Right, and they're like flying planes over with like lasers and it's...
And it maps
emitting
it
to the ground.
Correct.
And they're starting to see, oh my God, wait, this hill that we thought was a hill that's thick with soil and there's trees all on it, that's a building. There's a building
under
there. Show
me, I want to see something. Yeah, I do. I have heard about that and seen it.
Amazon City, that's the first thing that comes up. This is from the Smithsonian. Lost cities of the Amazon discovered from the air. So, all these ads. So annoying.
Do the ads even make a difference? Do people even fucking look at the ads?
So like this says, the remote forested area is difficult to explore and remains difficult to spot, even from the air. There's no way that you'd know what's down there until you get there. And when you get there, you have problems trying to find and orient the sites. So like this is a picture of just the jungle, which you would just be like, that's the jungle. But I guess, so A team conducted LIDAR mapping of six different areas ranging in size from 4 miles to 32 miles in the heart of Bolivia's Amazon. LIDAR system fires down a grid of infrared beams hundreds of thousands per second, and then when the beam strikes something on the surface, it bounces back. Up,
yeah. Shows like make almost like three-dimensional.
It says, by scrubbing away trees, the maps reveal the Earth's surface and the archaeological features on it. In this case, the images clearly showed 26 unique sites, including 11 that were unknown. Among the 26 sites were two large urban centers, Landivar and Kotika. They were already known to exist, but the new maps detailed their complexity and vast size. Each large city is surrounded by successive rings of moats and rampart fortifications. The sites boast artificial terraces, huge earthen platform buildings, conical pyramids over 70 feet tall. That's seven stories.
Mm-hmm.
So seven stories buried under the ground. Like when you're asking, how can we build on top of these things?
So
the earth encapsulates it. The earth eats it up eventually over thousands of years. What happens
to all these people? They just become extinct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can happen.
Maybe like the water dried up and so everyone moved. And then the earth reclaims it over 1,000 years. All these impressive civic and ceremonial buildings are also oriented to the north, which scientists believe reflects a cosmological worldview observed elsewhere at ancient sites. The aerial view with trees stripped away revealed two centers, each anchored by a large network of settlements connected by causeways. Those passageways radiate out from the centers like spokes on a wheel and stretch for several miles. So they had roads connecting each town.
I got to see some of these infrared maps.
These connect suburban settlements ranging from small settlements close to the center to more distant and smaller sites that have been used as temporary campsites. Similarly, canals stretch from the main centers and connect to rivers and Laguna San Jose, which apparently delivered water to the city. Basically, they remodel the landscape in terms of their cosmology, which is mind-blowing. An archaeologist from Colorado University said, the only problem is that the architecture was made from mud brick. So while at the time it was as fantastic looking as anything in the region, the Mayan monuments that have endured are because they were built by limestone, which is just more durable.
Are there any...
Yeah, let's see. Let me just look at pictures.
I want to see this. Make this bigger, please, if you don't mind.
So I guess this is like the city with roads. See, look at these roads. Those are like circular roads. All these are roads that I guess are cutting out. These are other cities that are around it. I guess like, these are different buildings. It's hard to tell because we don't really know what we're looking at, you know? Oh, I guess here's another one. Look, you can see detail in buildings here. Look at these structures.
Look at the roads.
Yeah. And these have been buried under the earth.
And the technology is amazing. They could do that.
And we've just learned about this within the last 2 years. So the other one was in Bolivia. This is Guatemala. Guatemala's Maya society featured huge megalopolis LIDAR data shows from Nat Geo. Like, this is legitimate stuff. It's not fringe science. There are secret cities that have been buried across the world that we had no idea about. This is sophistication.
You wonder what shit's under there, huh?
And you wonder what else is lost. Get it. Oh, so the point I was...
So much must be lost.
Yeah.
It's a vast world.
So in Egypt, remind me, I want to talk about the things that have been discovered in Turkey. But in Egypt, I wanted to make this point because I was saying, if we all cease to exist today, right? We view ourselves as modern day Americans, or just the world, modern day Earth,
yep,
humans,
yep, 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 yep.
Very sophisticated, right? All the stuff we've learned, all of the engineering, science, math, culture, all the stuff, movies, all the stuff we've created are incredibly sophisticated. If a dinosaur-like asteroid hit the Earth and wiped humans out, which also, if you wipe humans out, you also wipe out electricity, right? Because no one's running the electricity plants.
Right, right, right.
So if you wipe electricity out, that means you also wipe out the internet. If you wipe out the internet, the only thing, like, we have collected immense amounts of data, but they're all stored on the internet.
There's no books, physical records, papers, nothing.
Right? All of that seems to
exist. No archives,
so,
nothing.
So you would, like, in 5,000 years.
No one ever
know
from us.
Right.
No one ever know.
In 10,000 years, humans could, let's say, humans evolve again to become sophisticated, and they find this house. They would just have the structure.
They would know nothing about it.
Right. So they would be like, wow, these were sophisticated people.
Well, they can go to cemeteries and see the structure
of
people.
Right. But when we go to, what I'm trying to say is like when you compare it to ancient Egypt, right? We have the structures of the pyramids left and we look at them, we're like,
and the hieroglyphics,
wow.
You have hieroglyphics.
And we have cemeteries where we go and the way they buried their dead, the amount of detail they put in, and we're like, these are sophisticated people. But they could have easily had electricity, internet, flying. They could have had planes. And it just, because they ceased to exist, right? Because if we ceased to exist today, our podcast, right? If the internet went down, nothing of our podcast, it would, you would find this and you would just be like, oh, this was a tool they used to break open a coconut, right? You wouldn't be like, this was a tool that they had put, attached a microphone to. You just wouldn't know that. So when we look at ancient Egypt and we have the structures left, which it's even the fact that we have the structures means they clearly were sophisticated. Then we're like, we still have no idea how they were able to do that. It's probably because they were way more sophisticated than we give them credit for. And it just got lost and it just got wiped out.
It's amazing a whole civilization get wiped out. It is.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
But it can also get wiped out over time.
Like the day after tomorrow when New York would freeze.
Yeah, but that's like within a week. Things can happen gradually over time. We're just, because like Egypt still exists. There are still Egyptians. The pyramids are still around. But over tens of thousands of years, you know, they just, they, things get lost.
You brought up a good point that everything's electronic, saved electronically.
Right, which can,
everything.
The minute the internet stops or electricity stops, gone. Just disappeared. For all we know, right? Like, if you saw a car, if you were 10,000 years in the future, and you didn't have the concept of cars, right? Let's say you just had something else.
Right, they were just hovercrafts or whatever.
Or let's say it was before cars existed. You were in the 1800s, and all you rode were horses. And you found a Cadillac Escalade. You found it buried.
What color?
Right, like a huge box.
22 or 24 inch rims.
You would have no idea to conceptualize to be like that ran on gasoline and they used it and it was a car that they got from A to B. You would have no idea. You'd just be like, this is a brick. Wow, I wonder what they use this for. Maybe it was a ceremonial offering. You know, you would have no idea. So we look at, for all we know, we could look at the Sphinx. That could have been like something.
Sphinx says what?
And we just look at it and we're like, wow, that's a statue they built. But we might not be looking, or the pyramids, they have all these. There's a theory now that the pyramids were power plants, that they were electrical, some type of energy producing building, because there are like tunnels. The idea that they were burial sites for the pharaohs is completely like no one believes that anymore.
Didn't they find those tombs in there?
No, not really. They found like a guy in there. Apparently, that's like common accepted Egyptian science. Egyptology is the science of ancient Egypt. Now it's like they were not tombs. They were there's tunnels, little tunnels that are going from the inside out. There's all these weird things that they just don't know what they're for. So some people are theorizing like maybe it's a power plant and we just have no idea how they generated power, electricity from there. It might be a completely different type of electricity.
It is intriguing though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And then so with Turkey, they're finding all these new things now. Like there's a site.
I forgot, by the way, to remind you.
Okay. Sorry. There's a site. So they believe that like common accepted history believes that like civilization, like as we think of it, people who are sophisticated starting building cities and all that stuff happened around 10,000 years ago. That's like the first civilizations. That's what.
So before that was, when were dinosaurs?
Cavemen. That was, no, like before that was just like cavemen. Okay. Dinosaurs were 650 million years ago. Okay. That's how, like.
It's so large.
Humans didn't even exist.
I can't even comprehend that component, number one. And number two is, like, I find even more fascinating the galaxy. The infinite of space, wormholes. Galaxies. I don't even understand it. It's so, is it unfathomable?
Yeah, unfathomable. Yeah,
that I can't even. As smart as I think I am, I have zero concept and ability to accept it. Just like physics, I don't understand that at all.
Even like think about the dinosaurs is a good way to conceptualize the idea.
No, but you can conceptualize the dinosaurs because I see movies. So you have some sort of aspect of it.
Oh, yeah. But with space, it's like just insane to even think about.
But it's like, so we're one galaxy, which I don't understand what that even means, in billions of galaxies, which I still don't even understand.
Yeah.
And then you say,
and it's infinite.
Right. And then you say, okay, great. But how do you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand sound waves or speed of light.
Yeah.
I don't understand how
light travels.
Wait. I don't understand how we even get back from the moon. Like we get back?
Yeah. So
crazy shit.
So like the dinosaurs were 650.
Wait, one last thing.
Yeah.
You got to give the human being credit.
Well, it's insane that we even have brains that can think about it.
That's what I'm saying. You have to give.
It makes you believe like there was someone created us. No, because how can we even conceptualize this? How can we build something to get off the earth?
The brain, they're such smart people. Let's go something so stupid. Live satellite, I think, is amazing.
Why is that stupid? That's insane.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Do you realize that live satellite?
I meant so simple.
No, it's not. When you turn on your TV, it's connecting to outer space.
It's out of control.
A little machine in outer space.
I know we can talk about Turkey in a second. FaceTime. Amazing. No. We
take it for granted. I remember when I was a kid and Iron Man 1 came out and he had a phone and he flipped it open and he was video chatting with his, and I was like, that's insane.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to go a step further. When I was Chippy's age, there was Meet the Jetsons. The Jetsons. Cartoon. You familiar with it?
Yes.
They had that on the cartoon.
It wasn't Meet the Jetsons. It was just the Jetsons. Yeah.
Meet your Jetson. That's how it started. Okay.
Yeah.
They had it on the phone. So a cartoon.
Right.
Now, another thing that I think is...
But what's crazy is that when you were a kid, you were just as amazed by that idea as when I was a kid. But now...
They implemented it.
No, but the thing is, like, when I was a kid, that was still science fiction. Now we just take it fully for granted.
That's just
our normal life.
Here's another thing.
Within 10 years.
Here's another thing. Fax machines. How the fuck?
Craziest one is videos on your phone. How do you capture the real world? In ones and zeros. All it is, one.
I get it, but.
A fax machine is just text. Video, it's the same idea as a fax machine, but it's capturing the world around you. How is that even.
I find it amazing. I put a piece of paper in here, and 2 seconds later, a phone line, you get stuff exact.
How can you can send a video over the air.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I can send a video from my phone over the air.
I don't
understand. To your phone.
I don't understand.
I can capture the world around me, how it looks.
Live TV is amazing. From Israel to here.
Yeah.
You're literally watching real time. How is that possible?
And it's in ones and zeros.
I don't understand that.
When my phone is recording a video, all it's doing is saying, this looks like this, this looks like this. The phone, and it's just saying, okay, 10111001000. And it's saying that, if you replicate that out, it recreates what you're looking at.
It's impossible.
And then when I'm sending the video to your phone, all I'm telling your phone is, hey, recreate this. 10111.
And you know what's amazing? The human brain thought of that.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, Turkey.
No, but wait. So with the dinosaurs, right? Like that was 650 million years ago.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We just found out about dinosaurs 100 years ago. Before that, dinosaurs did not exist. No human knew about dinosaurs, right? So that was... On this earth, there were these entire other beings that lived, walked around, had their own lives that we, for hundreds of millions of years, right? Before any even big mammal, let alone something like us, existed at all, they ruled the world like we rule the world now. And we just found out about them like 100 years ago.
How did we evolve to get to where we are? I mean, cavemen or monk, right?
Well, there was... Little mammals like rats and stuff and like that survived.
Didn't it come from the water? Didn't it originally come from the water?
That's how all life evolved.
Okay.
But mammals specifically were around. There were mammals around when the dinosaurs were around. We were like little rodents, little mice type shit, something like that. And that was why we survived the impact of the, like big things had a really hard time of surviving.
Because there was no food. Underground or whatever.
Yeah. And there was just like barely any food. So the little things were able to survive. And so
that's a big educated guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's evidence for it. Like there are fossils that we'll find where we're like, wow, that's like, there are fossils that we've seen, which is kind of a little bit of chimp and a little bit of human. And so we're like, oh, that must've been like a common ancestor that we both evolved from.
How does it evolve?
Over time.
By necessity.
Nature. No, not by necessity. It's the opposite. We don't evolve to do something. It's random, and then if you had a board, you know those kids' toys that it's like a round block fits in the round peg,
mm-hmm.
right? That kind of shit. But then there's a bunch of different pegs, so it's like the world is full of pegs. And if your shape is just no shape, right? Like that's what humans are. Let's say we're just like a blob. We're not fitting into any of these pegs, so we die. But let's say you just randomly, right? Because humans, this is what cancer is. It's what sickness is, whatever, is a mutation. When you give birth to an offspring, the genes are being recreated. Sometimes it messes up. You know, so like the kid is born with a tail, right? Like that happens still to this day. So what it is like if you as a species, if you're some monkey type thing and you're a blob, so you're not fitting into any of these pegs, or you're fitting in, but you have to push your way in. But you give birth to something that's a little rounder, so it fits a little easier into the round peg. That thing now has a better chance of fitting into the round peg than the blobbier version.
I don't know.
So that's what it is. And then over time, it's like when you breed dogs. If you want a specific trait, you pick, if you want a dog that's the most aggressive dog ever, you're going to look at all the dogs that were born and you're going to pick the one that's a little bit more aggressive than the sibling. So now you take that one. Now that one's a little bit more aggressive. So it survived because you're like, I'm only choosing for aggression. So it survived. The other ones didn't. They died, right? In terms of the world, like in terms of survival. So now a little bit of aggression survived. Now that little bit more aggression than the previous generation is going to have babies. Now you're going to be like, okay, what's the most aggressive out of this batch? You pick that one. So now the aggression is getting amplified over time. Mm-hmm. So if you extrapolate that over hundreds of millions of years, it's like...
That's, I guess, the hundreds of millions of years I don't get.
Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah. But you're not... We didn't evolve... Because
if we live 100 years, how many one of those are in 100 million years? Billions.
No, but let's say we didn't have medicine, right? Modern medicine didn't really exist, and COVID came around. And let's say COVID was actually like killing people. This is how you can see like evolution in one generation, or not evolution, but like how people can survive traits. If all Jews randomly, just a random mutation, like we have random mutations for Tay-Sachs, right? That's a random thing that happens in Jews. And it's been perpetuated because we only intermarry with each other. Let's say a random mutation made it so that COVID just doesn't affect us.
Right, we'd be the strong one surviving.
And it killed everyone else off. The human race has evolved to survive COVID. It wasn't purposeful. It wasn't out of necessity. It was just a random thing that happened. And now we don't. That disease doesn't kill us. That's how evolution works.
But it is out of by necessity, because it keeps that. In order to survive, you have to adapt. Right, but
it's not like purposely out of necessity. That just happens to be the case.
I meant like. It's your body or nature, if you believe God, whatever, if you believe in that. But just like it's out of necessity you survive because the body wants to, the human race, whatever it is, wants to continue.
Yeah, but so it's crazy, like the intricacies that are in our body. Yeah,
I don't get it.
It really, like sometimes you look at the intricacies in our body and how your body works flawlessly without you doing anything. You don't have to decide to have your blood pumping.
No, I get it. It's a machine, but...
It's insane. It makes you think like something had to build it. It's crazy.
I find it intriguing to study this stuff. Like people like, this has got to go on generational, pass it down. It's because it's the study of it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Turkey.
So, science, like common history and everything, has the accepted idea forever has been like, civilization, as we know it, came about around 10,000 years ago. Before that, it was just cavemen and then like just like monkey-like type humans, you know, like Neanderthals and shit like that. In the last 5 to 10 years, they've been discovering all these sites in Turkey. So like Göbekli Tepe is the name of one of them. It's like a Turkish word. Yeah. And then there's another one that I got to look up the word because this one's even crazier. They're like full, and they were buried deep under the ground. Full sophisticated cities that they've like dated them to over 12,000 years.
Do they find any bones or fossils or anything?
I don't know, but I'm sure they have. We could look it up.
They're not human beings. What would be there?
Humans. No, so
how many years ago is this?
Over 12,000.
And when did humans start?
No. Humans as we know them, have been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
But cavemen?
I'm talking about society, like civilization, where like people built cities and people were like sophisticated, not just like cavemen, right? Like actual humans. We've accepted that it was about 10,000 years ago that first started.
Okay.
Where like ancient Rome is...
See, I'm not good with this shit.
But ancient Rome is 2,000 to 2,500 years old.
Okay.
So we think society, modern types, humans, started 10,000 years ago. They're now finding things where they date them and they're like, the date is coming up over 12,000 years. So they're like, how the fuck is that?
How do they date it?
Carbon dating. So they find like...
material in the earth?
They find lot like material that used to be alive, a tree bark or
mineral
or a bone or something. And they can date it by the amount of decay that it's gone through, and it's amazing that because like carbon only
we can decay. Do that. Isn't that amazing?
Well, like that's why they call it carbon dating, was because the molecule of carbon decays at a very typical rate. It's like a clock. It decays exact. So like they can.
It's forensic is what it
right,
is.
Right. Exactly. Yes. So they can, if they find carbon in a, some tree bark like that is carbon.
Death. Like a date of death.
Right. Like, yep. So they can find the carbon and then they see how much it's decayed and then they can work backwards and say, wow, if it's decayed this much, that must mean it's 12,000 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
So they found cities that are over 12,000 years old, and just the ones that they've uncovered so far.
Right. It's the only ones they know of.
Right. There might be some that are 20,000 years old. Who knows? And so that's why they're starting to push back. Wait, we thought humans were this old. We thought the pyramids were only 8,000 years old. They might be 15,000 years old. We have no idea. And then so that leads us to believe. So they found this other one. Let me see. Underground city.
Ronnie, I find it. Turkey. Like, I don't have a passion for it.
Derinkuyu.
Listen, I don't have a passion for that. But I find it intriguing that people do these things. That's got to be so cool. Like, you're never bored. Your job can be. Well,
if you're doing, you're using a little toothbrush in the dirt for that 15 part,
I'm,
weeks.
Right, fuck that. I'm
that's boring.
About, talking about the science, like people that study these. I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah. So this
place. No, I would never be an archaeologist.
This place, Derinkuyu, which is near Göbekli Tepe. There's like, apparently there was a, seems like there was a very sophisticated ancient society in Turkey that we had no idea about. We didn't know. We don't know who these people are. We like when we find ancient Egyptian stuff, we're like, oh, the Egyptians built this because there's hieroglyphics here. Mm-hmm. There's mummies. This stuff, we're like, we have no idea who built these
things.
Show
me a video.
So this Derinkuyu one, it's a full underground city. Not buried. It was built underground. Levels.
How do they do that?
That levels of underground. There were rooms that were schools. They're like, they found all these things.
How do they do that? And the cleverness for security and things.
And apparently they think that they built it underground as like a doomsday thing.
No, I'm saying, right.
Like security. A bunker. Look, I'll show you the pictures. And they're starting to uncover all this stuff. So look, this is the network so far that they found. Okay? This is says the mysterious underground city found in a man's basement. Dad, this is the network of tunnels they found.
It's like an ant farm.
This is the town of Derinkuyu in modern times. They found 7 levels of underground tunnels and rooms. And look at, there's, and all of them at that, they found air ducts from the deepest tunnel that are circulating up to the surface so that there's always fresh air down 7 levels underneath the ground. And it's over.
How'd they find it?
I think someone like fell into a hole and then it was like, they were like, whoa, what, why? And they found like it going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Crazy?
And who knows what else is out there? And this is over 12,000 years old.
Well, that's there. There's definitely other things.
Of course.
100%. In other parts of the world, all over the world.
Yes.
But I need to see some more photos.
Yeah. So here are some of the tunnels.
Okay.
Look at this.
That's amazing.
And they built it all. They built it by hand.
So wait. That's live, real picture of them.
Deep books. Down in underground. And it's not like, you know, when you go to Israel and you go through like this old city of David and those tunnels, that's 2,000 years old. This is 12,000 years old. Like it's a different age of earth. So this says over 20,000 people lived in there. Apocalyptic landscapes. Let's see. Yes, apparently they thought it was, look, they think that there was, I guess they must have found like cow poop and all that stuff. So they're like, they had animals down here. They had farms. Let's see if we can read up on it. I guess here's some of it uncovered. Look, you can see they've excavated. So these were rooms and stuff that are layers and layers beneath the earth.
Jesus.
Look, here's another map of it. So let's read on it. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay, that, by the way, that's some wild shit.
Is it not insane?
That's wild.
And we didn't know about this until like 2 years ago. So it just goes to show you, like, there's shit out. We just haven't.
That's wild.
When I told you, like, oh, there are speculations that there was an advanced civilization back in the day, and you're like, yeah, but how do we know? We would have found out. And just the information just might not be there.
How do they build it?
No idea. So this says more than 85 meters.
It'd be cool to make a movie about that.
Yeah. So 85 meters is 280 feet. So this says more than 280 feet beneath the surface lies a massive subterranean. This is the BBC, right? This isn't speculation. This is legitimate stuff. Lies a massive subterranean city that was in near constant use for thousands of years. Violent gusts whip loose soil into the air as I hike through the... Okay, so look. Beneath the crumbling surface, a marvel of equally gargantuan proportions lie hidden away for centuries. A subterranean city that concealed the whereabouts of up to 20,000 inhabitants for
months
at a time.
That's the biggest bunker. That's a bunker.
And it was built back then. The ancient city known as Derinkuyu burrows more than 280 feet below the Earth's surface, encompassing 18 levels of tunnels. The largest excavated underground city in the world, it was in near constant use for thousands of years, changing hands from the Phrygian to the Persians to the Byzantine era. It was abandoned in the 20s by the Greeks when they faced defeat during the war. Not only do its cave-like ruins stretch on for hundreds of miles, but it's thought that the more than 200 small, separate underground cities that have been discovered in the region may be connected by the tunnels, creating a massive subterranean network.
So it's an ant farm,
yeah,
for human beings.
And they built this. They built this before we thought humans were capable of even building towns.
So it leads me 100% to believe that this is all throughout the world.
Oh, so it says apparently the discovery was in 1963 by an anonymous farmer who kept losing his chickens. While he was renovating his home, the chickens would disappear into small crevices created during the remodel, never to be seen again. Upon closer investigation and some digging, the Turk unearthed a dark passageway. It was the first of more than 600 entrances found within private homes leading to the subterranean city. Excavation began immediately, revealing a tangled network of underground dwellings, dry food storage, cattle stables, schools, wineries, and even a chapel. It was an entire civilization tucked safely underground. The cave city was soon spelunked by thousands of Turkey's least claustrophobic tourists, and in 1985, the region was added to the World Heritage List. The city's exact date of construction remains contested, but Anabasis, written by Xenophon of Athens in 370 BCE, so that's 2,500 years ago, says it's which is the oldest written work that seems to reference the city. In the book, he mentions Anatolian people in or near the region.
What's Anatolian?
Like, that's ancient Turkish people. Okay. Are like ancient Jews are called Hebrews. They're okay. Like Anatolians. Okay. The book references Anatolian peoples living in or near the region, underground in excavated homes, rather than the more popular cliffside cave dwellings that are well known in the area. It keeps going on, but like, look, here's more of the tunnel. That's a door. Look, that's a door, like an Indiana Jones type door.
That's cool. They can take those photos.
What's crazy is that they knew to build air ducts and they had air vents.
It's unbelievable. The engineering back then. That shows the human brain. How smart and powerful.
I really do think that there were advanced people just as advanced as us living 15,000 years ago that just got wiped out for. So a lot of people, this goes to help the theory too. There's another scientific theory called the Younger Dryas. It's not even a theory. There's a time in human society, like geologists have discovered this and all this, where apparently like 10,000 years ago or like 11,000 years ago, there was a huge amount of meteors that were striking Earth. They called it the Younger Dryas impacts because it was like the Younger Dryas period of Earth. Apparently, like, and this is common geology. And there's evidence of it all over the Earth.
Go on.
That there were meteors that were striking the Earth. A crazy amount within like this 100-year span. So now people are putting those two ideas together and saying, okay, if we're discovering sophisticated civilizations 12 to 15,000 years ago, and we've discovering geological evidence that there were meteors striking.
Is there evidence showing these meteorites on the Earth that, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I can show you. Like, this is from the National Centers for Environmental Information.gov. The Younger Dryas. This is from the government. The Younger Dryas is one of the most well-known examples of abrupt change. About 14,000 years ago, Earth's climate began to shift from a cold glacial world to a warmer interglacial state. Partway through this transition, temperatures in the northern hemisphere suddenly returned to near glacial conditions. This period is called known as the Younger Dryas, named after a flower that grows in cold conditions. The end of the Younger Dryas, about 11,000 years ago, was particularly abrupt. In Greenland, temperatures rose in a decade over proxy record, like clearly observable in the paleoclimate records for many parts of the world. So apparently, like, so there were all these impacts.
This climate, but do you see, like, is there an indentation in the earth?
Yeah, they have stone. So apparently,
like, what are meteors? Is it gas? Like, what is it? Is it rock?
Yeah, Mexico, meteor or crater. So, like, the dinosaur meteor, you know, where they think a meteor, right? Yeah, they found it, the crater. This is where it hit. That's the meteor.
Interesting. So that picture.
They call it.
And when that meteor hits, because it doesn't look that big compared to the size of the Earth.
Oh, no, but it's big, big. That's a house. But not compared to the size. I guess that's not a house. I don't know what
that is. My point is, what does that do? Is like an atomic bomb?
Yeah.
It spreads?
Apparently what
happens. It's just a rock that makes a hole in the Earth.
No. Apparently what happens is it's like an explosion, and it causes, like, all this ash to enter the atmosphere, and then it's like a greenhouse, so all the plants die because there's no sun getting to the plants. All the plants die, and then there's no animals that can eat. Like, there's no plants for the animals to eat, and then the animals die from that.
It's like a forest fire.
Yeah. Or like what happens when a nuclear bomb happens.
Wow.
It's like everything becomes irradiated. So there is evidence. Like, they found this, and they're like, yeah, that's probably, see, like, that's an image showing of, like, what it would have looked like when it hit.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, but shit.
There's evidence of, so apparently because of meteors were striking and it melted, it was like during the ice age, and it melted rapidly all of the glaciers. So then there was like massive floods around the world from the glaciers melting. And there's evidence of like massive floods around the same time. And then what's also interesting is every single religion, this is like more of the theory, every single religion has stories of a flood that wiped out humans and then everyone had to rebuild. Every single religion.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just Christianity, but every other religion has it. And they're all from dating around the same time. So people speculate like there was probably a civilization like us. They all got wiped out by these massive floods. And then the people that, the few that survived after, which is what we're
repopulated.
Right. They repopulated. And then they told stories about, you know, they became myths, but originally they were stories. Yes, we got wiped out by the flood.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we'll never know.
I find it's compared to my life and what I do, you know what I'm saying, which is a whole different, so different, nothing to be further from it. I find this interesting and intriguing that to learn about this and to find, it's just interesting.
Oh, it's super interesting. I really do
There's
think.
So much out there to learn.
And stuff that we haven't uncovered. Like I said, like the dinosaurs, we didn't uncover until 100 years ago. What if there's other shit under there that we just haven't found yet?
What if there is?
Yeah.
When you show me that thing from 12,000 that's underground city.
Yeah.
That's proof that that's not the only one that exists.
Of course not. And there's stuff. And then, you know what gets even crazier? Is the ocean. Like,
that's a whole different world.
That we've only discovered 10% of the ocean.
And depths you can't even get to.
Yeah.
There's a whole world there.
Yep. And there could be shit that we have no idea.
The ocean's scary shit.
And then there could be, I was listening to a whole podcast about this, about how, like, so there's UFOs, right? Which is like flying, unidentified flying objects. There's a whole other thing about USOs, unidentified submersible objects, where like there are just as many, if not more, reports of things underwater that were like, we have no idea, like, what is
monsters.
That?
Monsters.
Or like machines.
Okay.
Like Atlantis type stuff, where there's like there might be civilizations under
living
water,
living underwater.
Who knows? We've only explored 10% of the ocean.
Octopus, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, they're aliens.
Yeah.
That's a species like no other species.
For hundreds.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. Well, jellyfish can't think. They don't have brains.
Well,
but okay, they're crazy.
Look how many people that live on this earth? They have no fucking brains.
For hundreds of years, there were just rumors of like sea monsters with big eyes and tentacles, and everyone was like, that's not real. And then, like, when I was a kid, they found the giant squid. And they were like, this is a new animal we just discovered. Like, there are things that we're still just discovering.
It's a monster. Can you show me quickly a video of those squids and then we'll wrap it up? I find that shit so intriguing.
We've done that before. On the,
I know.
On this,
all right, afterwards.
No, but there are reports.
Airy, isn't it, in that dark fucking black water?
I listened to a whole podcast about the deepest lake in the world is in Russia. It's called Lake Baikal. It's insanely deep. Scientists don't even know how it's physically possible that it's so deep, right? It's as deep as the ocean, but it's a lake in Siberia.
A lake.
Yeah, I'll show you the depth of it. Lake Baikal. Let's see how deep it is. Lake Baikal is an ancient massive lake in the mountainous region of Siberia. I want to find out how deep it is. It's the deepest lake in the world. 1,700 meters. 1,700 meters to 2 feet.
6,000 feet.
Yeah. So, and it's a lake. And it's in Siberia. Apparently, there are all these declassified Russian...
6,000 feet.
Yeah.
How dark that is under there.
Oh my God. So that there are all these Soviet declassified, I listened to a whole podcast, it was crazy. All these Soviet declassified documents from like when the Soviet Union was a thing, and Putin has confirmed these in recent times. Like, you know all the UFO stuff that's come out in America?
Yeah.
Russia and Putin have been like, oh, you guys are way behind on this. We've been studying UFOs and all this stuff for decades. Like, he came out and said that. So they declassified all these documents from the Soviet Union, specifically about Lake Baikal, where there are all of these sightings. The Tsar had all these encounters. There was a story. So there are apparently all these encounters of like people at Lake Baikal. It's a huge lake too. People there see ships coming out of the water, like coming out of the water. And they saw this back in the 1800s. Like there are stories of the Tsar talking about this, like the old king. There's a story from the 60s of these Soviet scuba divers that were scuba, they were military. They were like Navy SEALs, scuba diving down there to recover some crashed plane or something.
No, but they can't go that deep.
No, but they, as they were there, they came in contact with three amphibious looking humans swimming down there that were 9 feet long. This is what the story says, and it's like Soviet records. And like, so there are stories of encountering creatures in Lake Baikal.
That we don't know.
There are stories of ships coming out. And then a couple of years ago, NASA released a picture, or like NASA released all these satellite photos, and people saw there was a picture of the surface of Lake Baikal, which freezes over every winter, the surface. There's a picture of a perfect ring of melted ice in the middle of the lake. And no one knows what it's for. So people are speculating. They're like, maybe that's one of the ships, like a landing pad. Look, I'll show you. Lake Baikal circuit. Look at this. Is that, like, that looks like something came out of the ocean, right? Like a circular craft broke out of the ice. It's a perfect circular.
Make it bigger, I want to say.
Yeah, that's another one. This is what's causing the mysterious ice rings to form in the world's deepest lake. A circle in the ice. This is,
that looks like something landed, the way the ice is right, broken in all those little pieces.
Right? It looks like a craft, something, a circle land craft or landed. Something.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's all these weird stories about
not
this
something
lake.
Come out of it, something landing on it.
Sure. Yeah. Weird, right? That's this. Oh, here, look. That's another ice ring. That one's hard to tell.
I don't know.
Here's another one.
Interesting. It's a scary world.
But apparently, like, Lake Baikal, there's all these stories about this specific lake. This is from Wired. Astronauts spot mysterious ice circle. Oh, yeah. But aliens and UFOs at the world's deepest lake.
You know what? I'm not opposed to it. When you show me that underground city, there's other shit. When you show me the infrared on the Amazon. Yeah.
And when you think
of... These are not cavemen doing this, by the way.
Right.
These are not Neanderthals doing it.
But also when you think about it, think about humans. We are extremely sophisticated and we've evolved to create all this stuff. And it's amazing. And we evolved
within... But the world, we've created the world. When you look at the world, it is amazing.
Right. But think about, so we've lived for like 100,000 years as evolved humans, somewhere around there, right? And mammals evolved out of the ocean. Like you said earlier, right? Like we evolved... Everything was living in the ocean, and then a few things grew out of the ocean, lived on land, and then eventually, hundreds of thousands of years later, you have humans.
Mm-hmm.
why wouldn't one of the things that was originally in the ocean have evolved on the same track that we evolved? Right? If we 100%, came,
that's a great
if
point.
There were things that were living in the ocean, a few came on land and started evolving into humans. Right. There were still things that were living in the ocean,
which had a better head start.
They had way further of a head start because they had already been evolving in the ocean.
I don't dispute
so
that.
We evolved over 100,000 years.
So there's evolution in the ocean,
right?
100%.
Over 100,000 years, we evolved as humans to like go travel in space. Who's to say if they had 200,000 years, they would be way further past us in terms of their travel. And so that's why they're undetected by us, because they're just like invisible, let's say, right?
Could be, but there could be invisible species there.
Right. There could be a full intelligent race.
Because we make things that look, appear that reflection to be invisible, they're
right.
not.
And imagine you don't if they think, had 100,000.
And you don't think water? You can do more in the water?
So you could reflect it or something?
Yes.
And if you've been living in the water for 100,000 years before humans even existed, you'd be way more
look
advanced
look at those
than
fucking
us.
Things that camouflage into the fucking...
Right. Octopus can camouflage. Underground.
What about all those things that look like they're coral?
Right. Right. So who...
And those are simple-minded ones. What yep. about the ones that are complex-minded?
Right. And imagine if like some humanoid type
no,
thing
100%.
Evolved. It could easily happen.
100%.
Like, why would you put it... Why would like, you... Like, you can't
like,
say no.
Like, so basically, Disney's Little Mermaid is a true story.
Sure. But that's another weird thing. Like, there have always been
people
stories
said that, yes.
of human creatures living in the ocean.
Human-like, yeah.
Yeah. That's always been a story across cultures.
Yeah.
We just don't know. And that's what's so interesting.
So scary.
But it'd be scary. The idea of aliens coming from another planet and is scary. Up. But imagine the idea that they've always been here. That there's been
like
something.
Like Transformers. But we yeah. do have Aquaman to protect us, though.
Yeah. The idea that there's always, that there's some really smart, way smarter than us because it's gone undetected, living here the entire time. Always been watching us. Cool. It's a cool idea.
Very interesting. I find it very intriguing. This was a good one. I like this podcast. Yeah. It was going. I yeah. love you.
Love
Bye,
you
everybody.
Too.
You're joking, right?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic yeah. about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.